Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County has new deputies. Who are they? Where are they from? And what are their law enforcement goals? Let's go in depth with Sheriff Jason Sandholt and deputies Jeremy Pettyjohn and Reed Caius. Well, Sheriff, three new deputies.
Yes, so we've got some great ones here.
And so is that an expansion? I know Charlie Pouyer's retired. Is that an expansion or replacement of Charlie and replacement of other officers? Or what's the situation?
Well, actually, what part of it is the Board of Supervisors approved us for one new deputy to start on July 1st. So one of the deputies is that position. And then Charlie, obviously, like you said, is now retired. We had a great reception for him here last Friday. And all his years of service, 32 and a half years of with the sheriff's office here, and fabulous work. And we've also had a deputy that has left to join his dad with a construction business. So those are our different openings.
Deputy Caius, where are you from?
I'm from Waukon, Iowa. That'd be Elm Key County.
Well, the fishing's pretty good up there, I hear.
I hear the fishing's pretty good down here, too.
So, what brings you here?
Well, I decided to move down and be closer to my family. Things got a little serious with my girlfriend, so we're going to be getting married here. And so, just starting a family, and this is a good place to do it in Marion County.
Oh, so she's a local girl?
Well, I wouldn't call her local. She lived in Urbandale, but we both, you know, talked about it and decided this is a really good place to raise a family, and pretty excited for it.
Well, and a lot closer than Allen McKee County.
A little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And Deputy Pettyjohn, you're from Monroe, or that's where you last were?
Yeah, I was a police chief in Monroe, police chief up there for a couple of years, but I've been in Monroe a total of 6 years. But I'm originally from the Marion County area, the Pleasantville area, so I wanted to get back down here close to home. So,
and patrol the roads and highways of Marion County.
Yeah, a big change coming from a small town to a big county. I got a little bit more area here, so.
Put some more miles on?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Well, and then, Sheriff, we have another deputy that is at law enforcement training.
Yeah,
so she couldn't be here.
That's correct. She actually passed Tuesday here, started at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. Gabrielle Johnson is her name. She actually is originally from down around the Sheraton area and then went to college over in Illinois. So another great addition.
And she would be the second woman to have ever worked.
You know,
for
I don't.
First
yeah, I don't
deputy.
Know that Bobby Bassett was a deputy here, and I don't know before Bobby on the history and different things. But as a female deputy, obviously, she'll bring a lot of different strengths to the position.
All right, and she wasn't able to join us today, and we'll talk to her later.
That's correct.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sheriff Jason Sandholt and deputies Jeremy Pettyjohn and Reed Caius. So what got you guys interested in law enforcement?
You know, I would just say it's one of those things when you're growing up, you know, you have an idea of where you want to go with life and how you want to do it, and it was either going to be a firefighter or a police officer. And this is just something that I've wanted to do my whole life, and when I got to the point, I took advantage of it. And it's been a great thing so far. I love doing it.
For me, it's always been a community thing. I got hired on as a deputy sheriff up in Elm Key County, where I grew up, where I've lived my whole life. Did the military thing, went to college, and, you know, I just decided that being community-oriented, this is a great job to be doing that in. And definitely down here in a rural county like Marion County, I think you really got to focus on the community, and that's really what does it for me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your training. How difficult is it to become a deputy? And, well, you've been a police chief before. What's the training like?
training's pretty extensive. I mean, we try to, you know, specialize in every area that we can. I mean, obviously, being a police officer, you hold so many different hats. So, you know, you have to take all those different areas, and you have to kind of somewhat be specialized in those different areas, you know. So, I mean, not overly hard, but it's just a wide variety of things that you have to know. So, I mean, just the knowledge part of it's big.
Well, and a lot of laws and rules and regulations, absolutely. And you cite code. I mean, all the time. You have to know all that stuff, and I mean,
or know where to look it up at.
Does that happen a lot, or do you have to look it up?
No. I mean, you know, generally what you need to charge, and there are elements of the crime that you have to meet, and you want to make sure that if you're going to charge somebody with a crime, you meet the exact elements and get the wording just right.
Well, and some of it's pretty easy, probably. I mean, 10 miles an hour over.
Self-explanatory. And you have scheduled violations like that, and then you have unscheduled violations, which get a little bit more technical, and you have to do a little bit more research.
Unscheduled versus scheduled. So does that mean, like, clear versus complex? Or
Just how it's handled within the court, whether there's a set fine or something like that, whether it's going through court.
And so, and some of them you probably have, like, let's say a complex drug charge. Maybe there's multiple charges. You have to decide whether they're misdemeanors or felonies. So you're probably back here at the office puzzling over that with the sheriff, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. He's the boss.
And a lot of times, I mean, obviously, that's why we hire very good candidates. I trust the deputies to make the decisions and stuff. If it's a large case, obviously, if it's felony cases and stuff, we go over and we discuss those matters and stuff. But for the most part, I mean, I trust the deputies to make the decisions out on the, I mean, in the field. And there's a lot of times that they'll make decisions on what to charge somebody without my input on it, and just because they do know what the job entails and what I mean, expect as the sheriff. There's things that obviously drugs, I mean, in Marion County, domestic abuse, there's a lot of things that we focus on that we take very seriously. I mean, and for the safety of the public and for the people that are involved, I mean, we're pretty strict on those things. So these guys have a good understanding of what my expectations are, and I trust their judgment.
Well, and it must help to have officers, deputies with experience too.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, when our field training program and stuff is anywhere from usually about 4 to 5 weeks on with somebody that's already been certified. So in that 4 to 5 weeks, we'll evaluate, we'll look and see. I mean, it's not so much that they know how to do the job as a law enforcement officer. It's more on getting to know the area, getting to know our policies, procedures, the things that we do here at the Marion County Sheriff's Office that may be a little different from where they came from. So that training, each one of them will be signed with one of our lieutenants for 2 weeks, and then after that 2 weeks they'll swap and be assigned to the other lieutenant for another 1 to 3 weeks type of a deal. So when we're looking at that, I expect those lieutenants to, I mean, take them out, show them the area. Yesterday they already had kind of a boring ride with the sheriff. I was showing them the area around Marion County, introduced them to a lot of the police chiefs, both in Knoxville and Pella. We still have to hit Pleasantville and Melcher, Dallas, meet the chiefs there. But I've tried to introduce them to folks at the courthouse and different areas that they're going to have contact with, so they at least recognize the face when they come in uniform.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Deputies Jeremy Pettyjohn and Reed Caius. And so when you're out there driving around with them, do you say, oh, this is a bad turn, we get a lot of accidents here, things like that?
You bet. Anything that we can do to kind of show them the area, and a lot of times it's just the names. I mean, we here in Marion County, I mean, have Johnny Cake Hollow or Metcalf Corner or different things that when dispatch puts something out like that, it's going to take a while for people to understand where Metcalf Corner is at, but they'll give the intersections and the road directions and stuff for these guys when they get there. But after a while, they'll learn those little terms that we use here at the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
And so you don't want them sitting at Chrisman's Corner when they're supposed to be at Metcalf Corner then.
There you go. That's exactly right. You know a lot of the corners yourself there, Erwitt. And like I said, over time, they'll get to know. I mean, when we're riding around working with the other deputies and different things, or somebody says that happened here or there, they'll pick it up in no time.
And when you're driving around, you point at this house, say, well, we've had some problems there in the past. I try not to do that.
I mean, I truly believe that there's people that we deal with on a regular basis. But I want the deputies to come in with an open mind and to be fair about things. I don't want there to be a preconceived notion of what our thoughts are or what my thoughts are on somebody on dealing with them. I want the deputies to make their own decisions and evaluate things on their own.
So then they're able to assess the situation anew and then come to their own conclusions without you predisposing them.
Exactly. And obviously any officer safety issues. If we go by somebody and it's like, okay, yeah, we fought with that guy the last 5 times that we've arrested him, I'll explain something like that just for an officer safety side of things to them. But they're both very intelligent individuals here. And it doesn't take long in a law enforcement position to figure out. I mean, like I said, 95% of the people are good folks. They do great things. And, I mean, it's unfortunate, but whether it be that 5 or 10%, we deal with 90% of the time. And I hate to say that, but they'll figure that out on their own as deputies in Marion County on areas where we continuously are called back to, or the people that we continuously deal with, and other folks that we don't.
Well, have you noticed anything different about here than in Allamakee County or up in Monroe? Any major differences, or it's all pretty much the same?
I have to get rid of my Wisconsinisms. I was 10 minutes from Minnesota and Wisconsin. So you can see just by the way I say Minnesota and Wisconsin. Uh-huh. So learn to get my drawl back on for down here and blend in a little bit better.
We do have a little bit of a drawl, don't we? Do you hear that?
No, I have relatives that live in Keokuk and Fort Madison, so I've been there, done that before. So, you pick up the little mannerisms and try and work your area. And I really want to become part of this community. So I think that's the way of doing it.
Well, we still hear a little bit of that from Lieutenant Bigaway.
And Deputy Bauma. Yeah, exactly. We have two deputies, one lieutenant and a deputy, both from Minnesota. So we hear that every now and then.
Well, you have to get the north of 92 accent down versus the south of 92.
I'm hearing that too. There's just the little intricacies and the little idiosyncrasies you got to pick up.
All right. And any differences that you've noticed?
For me, not really. I mean, it's being so close to Marion County, Monroe's right on the county line. And I work with the Marion County Sheriff's Office quite a bit when I was up there. Just on different calls and such, we helped out a lot. So, and in turn, they asked for our help to come down there, or we asked for them to come up. So, being right there, I mean, and growing up in the area, I don't see much different. But there is new things that I'm learning being here at the sheriff's office, things that we didn't do as a city.
Well, and I would guess that having been right there on 163, you're used to a lot of the things that happen on 163.
Yeah, we had Monroe has about a mile of 163 that we patrol. So, and a lot of times, the sheriff's office in Jasper County have an I-80. They were always busy up there, so we'd take care of 163 quite a bit. So we were out there working all the time. So we've seen a lot of things on the north part of the county here. So.
Well, and as new deputies, you probably have some, you've had this as a goal, now you've attained that. What are some of your next goals? What are you looking forward to in the future in terms of your career?
With me, there's several different things you can do within the sheriff's office. I mean, we've got the drug task force investigations. I want to do whatever area that the sheriff doesn't have anyone in. I want him to put me there, and I'll take that area and run with it and see what I can do with it. So there's not really anything that I want to specialize in. I want to get comfortable as a deputy and working in Marion County, and then maybe find an area that I can specialize in.
Okay, maybe some place that isn't covered now you want to focus on just...
Absolutely, whether that be investigations, drug task force, whatever it may be, you know, I want to take that area, and even down to just to specialize in you know, a taser certification or a taser instructor or DT instructor, you know, just an area that I can specialize in and do my best that I can do for the sheriff's office.
And just to echo that sentiment, I totally believe that. And on my personal side, I got my bachelor's, and I'd like to go back and work on my master's. And, you know, whatever the sheriff needs, that's what we're here for. And that's the great thing about being a deputy sheriff. It's a very flexible job in that it allows you to work in a lot of different areas. And we're not out here to, you know, to squash the public or, you know, but we are here to remind them that there are laws and you do have to follow them. So I'm excited to become part of Marion County and do that.
I think those were two very good answers, and neither one of them said anything about running for sheriff for at least three or four terms or what. So, I plan on being here for, multiple terms on it. So those were very good answers.
Well, it sounds like, and I look forward to meeting the other new deputy, but it sounds like you've got some people here that are committed to learning about the community and working with folks and make it a safer and better place to live.
No question. When we went through the interview process, I mean, we had a lot of very good candidates. The Civil Service Commission actually gives us a list. There's testing through the Civil Service Commission where they go and take written tests, physical tests, and then the Civil Service Commission, which Mike Kelly's the president of it, and they do a great job. They give us a list of 10 names out of everybody that comes and tests that we can then choose from, interview, go through. And we went through the list of names that we got. We had some great applicants, as two of them you can see right here. But when we went through that, one of our main focuses, and myself as the sheriff, it's not always about, I mean, the highest ticket writer. It's not always about, I mean, somebody that is the best shot or what. I mean, we look for those things, but it's also about the community. It's about how they're going to relate with the community, how they're going to interact, I mean, their demeanor. I want somebody that goes out there and is a jack of all trades. I mean, like the deputy said here, it's something that you're going to have to focus in a lot of different areas as a deputy, whether it be the civil side of things, whether it be the criminal side of things, whether it be the traffic side of things. And I want a well-rounded individual that's able to talk to the public. A lot of times we do enforcement through, I mean, verbal warnings. It's walking up to a car and saying, hey, you know what? I mean, you're going a little fast here. You need to back it off. And sometimes there's a citation that goes with it. Sometimes there's not. But I think that out of the three deputies that we've hired, all of them have very good communication skills. All of them are very good at talking to the public, and whether it be handling a stressful situation where they have to take control of it, or just whether, I mean, conversing with somebody. And I'm thrilled with the three deputies that we've hired, and I think they'll do great things for the citizens of Marion County.
Thanks to Jason Sandholt, Jeremy Pettyjohn, and Reed Caius for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.